The free agent frenzy is upon us. We are looking today at offensive guards. I'm Matt Boyer, joined by Phil Milani for Broncos TV. And Phil, offensive line, we mentioned it earlier in the week. Tackle was big, but guard, probably just as important when you're thinking about that run game.
Yeah, Broncos have some great guards, including Max Garcia, but maybe they want to look to improve a little bit more with an established guy in the league. No bigger name than Kevin Zeitler of the Cincinnati Bengals. He's the top guard on the market without a doubt. Just 27 years old, finished his fifth season last year. He allowed one sack, according to Pro Football Focus, and really no injury concerns. Didn't miss a snap all season long and hasn't missed a start in 2 years. He's going to be the top guard in the market, and he plays, you know, on a great line there. But he would really add a lot to the Broncos running game. You can see him, a big guy in the middle there, just is going to create a ton of holes.
For an offensive line that was hampered by injury concerns last year, the Broncos would like to get a guy 71 of 72 games started. We move on now to another guy who knows a little something about starting, in the great up north, TJ Lang.
TJ Lang, a guy, you know, just battle tested up there in Green Bay, got his first Pro Bowl nomination last season. Although he has injury concerns, he just had hip surgery and he also had a broken left foot. He made it to the Pro Bowl but didn't get to play in that game. So, you know, there may be some injury concerns that could lower the price on that guy, but he's definitely another big guard there. It could fit a power scheme if that's what Mike McCoy and company want to run on the Broncos offense.
A product of suburban Detroit, so you know I've got a soft spot.
Again? Oh my gosh, get out of here.
Look at how many great free agents are in this class. But like you said, Lang is a guy who is definitely battle-tested and has proven himself, also has won a Super Bowl.
Yeah, so we'll see how healthy he gets, and then maybe the Broncos could give him a look. Otherwise, expect for him to re-sign up there.
Now off of one of the best offensive lines in football, Ronald Leary, blocking for Zeke Elliott.
This is a guy who I think is really excited about hitting the free agency market. Leo Collins beat him out for the starting spot last season, but Collins got injured, so in came Ronald Leary, and he really had a great season there. You can see him here getting a pull on the outside there, getting the seal there, and of course Ezekiel Elliott, easy to block for him, but that Cowboys offensive line, one of the best in the entire NFL, and Ronald Leary was a mainstay right up there up front, so he could be interested in making a move. He started 50 games over his first five seasons.
Definitely a lot of great options for the Broncos at offensive guard. Keep it tuned to DenverBroncos.com. Throughout the draft and free agent seasons, we'll be counting down things on the video side. Andrew Mason, of course, will have his rankings as well, but for now, that'll do it for us here in the Pat Bowlen Fieldhouse. For Phil Milani, I'm Matt Boyer for Broncos TV.